Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I have titled this topic, Promises, Promises. Have you ever been a part of a relationship where you felt like somebody consistently overpromised and underdelivered? Or maybe that's happened to you. I've done that. I've overpromised and underdelivered. But you know, when somebody promises and overdeliver, we're almost blown away by it because we don't expect it in our humanity. Well, I want to give you a few promises that the Lord gives you so that you could grab hold of and know that you can lay claim to His promises. Promise number one is He loves you unconditionally. We live in a sinful world that's fraught with conditional promises and relationships. But friend, listen, He says that He loves you with an unconditional love. In the book of Romans chapter 8, it says, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, angels or demons, neither the present, the future, any powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." You are loved unconditionally. You know what another one is? You are never alone. The psalmist said in chapter 27, verse 10, that you would never be alone. When I think about God's unconditional love for me and you and what it looks like, I think about companionship, that He is always there, that He is always close, that we have one parent and friend who is the eternal lover of our soul. You know, a third promise is that you can be redeemed and have an eternal home in heaven. I love this promise. Promise number four is that God formed you with intention. He knows you intimately. He has a plan for you. He says in Psalm 139, "For it was you who formed my inward parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." Promise number five is, you are who the Bible says you are. I love that. You are an image bearer of the Most High God. The scriptures say in Isaiah chapter 43, "Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name. You are mine." God continues a few verses later in chapter 43 when He says, "Since you are a precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you," listen, imagine Lord saying that to you. Insecurities cannot rob you of who and whose you are. Promise number six, that God's plan for your life is to prosper you, not to harm you. Psalm 103 says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies you desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles." Oh, my friend, in this podcast, I remind you that God's promises aren't just promises. They are always filled and He is always faithful. Claim those promises today, and I promise you, you'll walk in peace and joy. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.